Dr. Balagay here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on the topic of falls in older adults. It's from an outstanding chapter in Balagay's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing this series of 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in managing falls in older adults. This podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, who is an associate professor of medicine and geriatrics at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, Chicago, Illinois. Prior to this, she was an assistant professor of medicine and geriatrics and palliative medicine and the co-director of the Integrated Internal Medicine Geriatrics Clerkship for third-year students at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. The senior author is Dr. Reena Karani, MD, MHPE, who is the Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education and Curricular Affairs and Professor of Medical Education, Medicine and Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York. Her clinical interests include care of hospitalized older adult, perioperative management, and consultative models of care. Multiple choice question. A 66-year-old woman presents for evaluation of a recent fall. Upon thorough evaluation of the patient, it is noted that she has a history of glaucoma and bilateral cataracts on examination. Which of the following statements regarding visual acuity and fall risk is true? A. Non-surgical vision correction decreases fall risk. B. Early cataract surgery decreases fall risk. C. Treatment of glaucoma decreases fall risk. And D. Treatment of vision impairment does not decrease fall risk. And the answer is B. Early cataract surgery decreases fall risk. Vision loss predisposes older adults to falls, but contrary to our expectations, non-surgical vision correction increases rather than decreases fall risk in older adults. Newer evidence, however, supports early surgical removal of cataracts, as this has been shown to decrease the risk of falls by 34%. Non-surgical vision correction may actually increase rather than decrease fall risk. However, expedited first cataract surgery has shown to prevent falls. In one study of women over the age of 70, randomized to early cataract surgery within 4 weeks versus 12 months, the intervention group had a decrease in risk of falls by 34%, recurrent falls by 40%, and relative risk of fracture by 67%. A significant decrease in disability and improved quality of life was seen within 6 months, and the number needed to treat with expedited first cataract surgery to prevent one fall was only 19%. Another surgical intervention, pacemaker placement, has also been shown to reduce rates of falls by 58% in specific patients with carotid sinus hypersensitivity. Eye examinations are recommended every 1 to 2 years for adults 65 years of age or older. Regarding patients who have not had a recent eye examination or who report new visual problems, distance vision can be tested in the office and prompt referral can be made in case of newly identified deficits in visual acuity. Patients with balance deficits who wear multifocal lenses and regularly go outdoors may also benefit from a referral for single lens distance glasses to use when outdoors. For patients with a corrected visual acuity worse than 20/80 in the better eye, a home assessment by an occupational therapist is recommended on the basis of a lower rate of falls among such patients who received a home safety program than among those who did not. A lower rate of falls was not observed among those who received an exercise program. This podcast on falls in older adults was from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, MD, who is a faculty physician at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and Dr. Reena Karani, MD, Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Medicine and faculty physician at the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, New York.